Hi, everyone. This is Lauren Winans, and you're tuned in to Blitzburg Radio, presented by my favorite Steeler site, SteelerAddicts.com. Be sure and check out my latest single and website, LaurenWinans.com. And now, on with the show. Here are your hosts, Blitzburg Rock City and Steel Dad.
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of Blitzburg Radio presented by SteelerAddicts.com. This is one of your hosts. This is Mark, otherwise known as Steel Dad. Matt is unable to join us tonight because of some technical difficulties. Normally the technical difficulties are on my end, so I'm going to try this baby solo tonight. We'll see how it flies. I can only imagine the look on his face when I send this to him to have it upload. But be that as it may, won't keep you very long. Eagles week, sometimes bigger for the fans, I think, maybe than the players in terms of the rivalry. The Eagles have beaten the Steelers three out of the last four times that they've played. Most recently in Philadelphia was that horrific beatdown. If you remember Ben Roethlisberger getting sacked, seven, eight, nine times. I don't even remember it. But it ended up, I think, 15-6. I don't know that there was a touchdown scored in the game, if I recall. This is going to be a little different. This is a Philadelphia Eagles team that last night defeated the Giants 19-17. They are 3-1, and their three victories have come by a grand total of 4 points. Sometimes being lucky is a good thing. And in those games as well, those four games total, they've had 12 turnovers. If the Steelers are going to be successful against the Eagles coming up, I think they got to force turnovers. You got to stop LeSean McCoy, who proved last night in that game in Philly that when he gets an opportunity to carry the ball, when Andy Reid lets him do it, he's pretty damn good running back. We got to stop him and force Michael Vick to beat us. Michael Vick, when he drops back, he's almost kind of a turnover waiting to happen. He just kind of reads one or two receivers and throws it. He's always been that way. And I think right now it looks like Troy Polamalu is going to be back in the lineup for us. And if he is, that will certainly change the way not only their offensive coordinator, Marty Morningwick, attacks us, but it will change the way that Michael Vick approaches the line of scrimmage in terms of making reads and stuff as well. So it could be a big impact in that respect. James Harrison tweeted out a little while ago that I think it was something along the lines of, God willing, I'll be playing on Sunday. He did practice today. I think, obviously, with him, you got to wait and see what he does tomorrow. It's been this day after sometimes that's been the biggest problem for him. The knee swells up and he just can't perform. If he can get on the field, even maybe at 75 or 80%, I think he gives a tremendous boost to that defense. Perhaps it slows that running game down of LeSean McCoy and the rest of the Eagles. And certainly we know that Oakland put it to us to a certain extent in the run game and a couple of key plays there, and we can't allow that. The Steelers, number one, you stop the run, you make other teams one-dimensional, and that's how we survive. And we did not do that very well, and we did not win on first down either last week, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, against the Raiders. So this is a big game. Moving forward, we know that Baltimore and Cincinnati are both 3-1 now in the AFC North, and we're sitting here at 1-2. Baltimore plays at Kansas City, and Cincinnati hosts Miami this week. And let's face it, I think if I'm a betting man, I'm going to take both the Ravens and the Bengals and run with that money going into these two games. I think Kansas City will be playing with their backs against the wall. They don't want to fall behind in the AFC West. And they're at home, and they always have a good crowd. But let's face it, this Ravens team is superior to them, and they have not played very well. In the meantime, I think the Bengals have every shot to go to 4-1 on the season as well. And a loss by the Steelers it would be bad, just for lack of a better term. It would be bad. we would be in a situation where we'd be at 1-3. We'd be well back of both the Ravens and Bengals, and really, quite frankly, the only saving grace would be we haven't played either of those teams yet, so the head-to-head would still matter, but that's still a long way to go, even early in the season, especially considering we still have teams like Washington with RG3, we have the Giants, we have the Cowboys, we have the Chargers still on the schedule. So this is a big game this week. I think most of us feel confident about the offense, especially with the ability to throw the football. Ben coming off one of his greatest performances, and certainly deserved a better fate than to lose that football game. He did just about everything he could to win it. He had him in position. The Antonio Brown fumble was a killer. And then just the inability to move the ball, and partly that was because the offensive line just simply breaking down at the end. So I feel good there. Philadelphia's going to be a whole different animal in terms of their pass rush. We are going to have to do some things perhaps a little differently there to take care of the rush coming off the edge. They play that, like what they call it, a wide nine defense, where you'll see their guys get down almost like they're getting ready to bear crawl, and they will come flying around that corner. And Marcus Gilbert, man, he's got to stay healthy first and foremost. And Max Starks, they're going to have their feet extra quick on Sunday, because let's face it, that running game it isn't going to break overnight. It's going to take time, but protection will be number one. It'll be very interesting to see the role that Rashard Mendenhall has in this game. You know, he's been a very active participant in practice over the last 4 weeks. Coach Tomlin talking a little bit about, roughing him up in practice, getting him ready. And I know I'm excited to have him back, and it's not just for purposes of the running game. I'll tell you what, I really think his biggest asset is going to be catching the ball out of the backfield. I know it's something that I wanted to see a heck of a lot more under the Arian system, was him getting the ball out of the backfield, because he's a tremendous open field runner. His patented little spin move he's got, plus he's a fairly heavy load to bring down. So I'm anxious to see him back. I've heard good things about him. He looks great in practice. The beat writers have been very positive about what they've been seeing, so I feel very good going forward with him. Obviously the eyes will be on the defense this week. After you give up 34 points to an Oakland Raiders team that, if I'm not wrong here, I believe they've scored 33 total in their other three or four games. Was this just a bump in the road? Was this just a one-time thing? I wish I could say it was. I don't believe it was. I think this is part scheme. This is part lack of personnel, part lack of depth, and certainly injuries. It really is kind of a mixed bag of issues here. But we need to see something. We need to see guys making plays. We need to see turnovers being created. If they do go to that quick three-step West Coast offense type situation with those three-step drops, and we can't get pressure, we're going to have to play some bump on the corners. We're going to have to get guys off their timing routes, get up in their faces. You know what? And if that means we get burnt deep a few times, then so be it. But I would rather die going after it, being aggressive, than this constant allowing the team to dictate and dump the ball over the middle and in the flats and just constantly swipe at us a little bit while they move the ball down the field. You're not going to make plays if you aren't aggressive in this league. And yes, you do get burned from time to time, but it's not like our offense is bad. We have an offense that can score points. Yes, they have a nice defense. They got some good corners out there, but I really believe, and I'm telling you, our receivers, I'll match up against anybody, the top three, and then you throw in Heath Miller, who's having a fantastic year. Definitely, I'll take them, regardless of how many good corners that they have there in Philly. I'm not overly impressed with their safety guys. I'm not overly impressed with their linebacking core. DeMeco Ryans is a very good player, but I feel there's some areas there that we can exploit, and I really like what I've seen out of Todd Haley in terms of getting matchups lately. He's done a very, very good job of that. So, you know, kind of winding down here. I'm not going to take too much more of your time. Quite frankly, it's a little boring here without Matt. You know, I think my cat's run across my foot several times and meowed at me like I'm an idiot. But maybe he's the idiot. I really don't know. In any case, I hate bye weeks. It's the worst thing in the world for people that love teams like we do. It's nice in the sense that you sit there and you watch other teams, especially close games, and you know what they're going through inside their stomachs and have their hearts in their throats. But it was nice for 1 week not to worry about that. But frankly, I'd rather have the Steelers playing a good tough ball game every week, and an occasional blowout here or there victory would be nice. It saves on the heart palpitations a little bit. But let me just call to attention a couple of things here before I wrap it up. Our Steelers princess, the young lady we've been working so hard to draw your attention to, and some other people, Lauren Winans, she's got a new EP being released. She's got some big events going on. She's planning on being in Tennessee at the Steelers-Titans game next Thursday night. And we would love for all of our Steeler Attic fans and Steeler fans in general to get down there. She's going to be hanging out somewhere down there, and she will absolutely love to say hello to you, get a picture with her, just say hi, because she's a big Steelers fan, and she's been working extremely hard to get her music career off the ground, and it seems like it's starting to happen for her. So we're excited for her, and we're going to have her on the show. I think we're shooting for a week from tonight, as a matter of fact. She's going to join us for a little bit. We'll hear everything about her and what she's got going, where she's been, what she's doing. But check her out. She's on Twitter there, at Lauren Winans. So check her out. She doesn't tweet a whole lot, but when she does, it's always something good. And as for Matt and I, you know, please continue to read the stuff we post up. We each put an article up just about every day on the website, right on the homepage there. And I wish I had more time to get on the forums, but both Matt and I spend a great deal of time writing, which we absolutely love doing. And a lot of our stuff is appearing on other websites, which is really cool as well. So, you know, and don't be afraid. Please comment. You agree, great. You disagree, let us know. We love hearing stuff from you guys, and we appreciate the support that we get. I know we have followers from right there in Pittsburgh, and we have people over in England and in Europe that listen in here. So we're just really excited to have you guys around. So, you know, keep doing that. Root the Steelers on. It's a tough situation right at the moment, but I think we're going to pull this one out this week. I think we're going to make Michael Vick cough it up a couple of times. Our backs are to the wall. We know we can't go down. So, hey, you know, make sure you root hard, carry those terrible towels. And for Matt, my man who is, you know, technologically impaired tonight, I guess we should say, for all of us at Blitzburg Radio at SteelerAddicts.com, thank you, have a great night, and as always, go Steelers!